We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Spirit from God. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. I have just read from the New King James Version. When Dorcas was first baptized in the Holy Spirit, she thought the primary reason the Spirit was given to her was to enable her to speak in tongues. As a result, she was only conscious of the Holy Spirit when she felt the need to pray in tongues. This limited understanding resulted in a very shallow spiritual life. Sadly, many Christians have unconsciously become like Dorcas. They assume that the Holy Spirit was given only for the operation of spiritual gifts, while neglecting his greater ministry in their lives. However, our Bible text reveals a deeper purpose. The Holy Spirit was given so that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. What we know shapes what we believe, and what we believe ultimately influences our destiny. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, and he guides us into all truth. John 16:13. One major reason many believers struggle to hear the Holy Spirit teaching and leading them is that they do not have enough of God's word stored in their hearts. The Holy Spirit leads us by illuminating and activating the truths of God's word that we have already received. Simply put, the written word is the vocabulary of the Spirit. Consider someone who knows only a few English words. Communicating effectively with such a person would be difficult because expression would be limited. In the same way, many Christians hear very little from the Spirit because they possess a very limited spiritual vocabulary. The more of God's truth you know, the richer your spiritual vocabulary becomes, and the more clearly and consistently you will be led by the Spirit. Go into today determined to build your spiritual vocabulary by feasting on God's Word. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth and help you understand what has been freely given to you in Christ. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 146 to 148. Click on the audio Bible linked at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.